Hello.
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 Remember that? Coming in June were the words that appeared on the screen at the end of that ad for the first Apple iPhone in 2007. It had a 3.5-inch display, a 2-megapixel camera, and if you wanted the cheap version, it would cost you $499, which we all know, that's $500. Here's Steve Jobs introducing his product at Macworld 2007.
A widescreen iPod with touch controls, a revolutionary mobile phone, and a breakthrough internet communications device. An iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator.
Now it's June again, and the iPhone is turning 10, and 8 cycles of elegantly or ruthlessly timed obsolescence later, the iPhone 8 is expected out later this year. And the marketing buzz is on, of course. Rumors that it could have a 5.8-inch display, wireless charging, even a 3D camera. The 8 could cost four figures, maybe $1,000, according to still more speculation. But it seems like Steve Jobs' vision of the mobile phone has come true. And while no one is arguing that this product wasn't revolutionary, there are other times when our smartphones can make us feel a little like this.
So lately, I've been adding up all of the little annoying things about my iPhone.
My top dislike about the iPhone 6S Plus.
And the iPhone's still broke, and I will never buy another iPhone.
Why I hate my iPhone 4S.
I'm going to make a top 4 things I hate about my iPhone.
I'm going to outline 5 things I hate about the new iPhone 6.
6 reasons I don't like it.
Today, there are all sorts of competitors to the iPhone. There's the Galaxy, there's the Pixel. So to all you hunched over users, all you Snapchatters and Fitbitters and Twitter addicts, and I count myself among you, let's get down to it. Do you love it or hate it? Tell the truth.
I'm John from Tampa, Florida. I believe smartphones or cell phones in general are the absolute scourge of society.
Oh, John, you don't really mean that, do you?
That said, we are a social society, so at 61 years old, I have no choice but to keep up or fall behind.
Oh, you hear that? The smartphone has even won John over.
Hi, this is Christine Sumption. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. And my nephew was born right around the time that the iPhone first came out. So I have a vivid reminder of just how long we've had it. I love the fact that the iPhone is essentially a pocket computer. Need a fact? Google it. Need to check email? Hop on. Running late? Send a quick text.
Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm calling from Brick. As a grandparent, my husband and I love having the ability to take countless beautiful photos and videos of our grandchildren, store them and view them on various devices. It's certainly something that we wish had been available when we were raising our children, as well as something that had been available to our own parents. At the same time, the general attachment to the phones themselves is a bit much at times, as well as the need to keep upgrading them.
This is Beth Nelson in Oakland, California. My cousin and I navigated a 160-mile bike ride from San Francisco in 2010, and we didn't get lost. On the other hand, I feel it breeds an anxiety and an addiction that in my book is not wholly conducive to mental health or the management of stress and even the fostering of face-to-face communication. So I do wonder if I sold my soul to the devil and her name is Siri, but I'm just kidding.
Ha ha ha. Very funny, Beth.
The iPhone is 10 today. And it kind of makes you wonder, the last time you spent as much time looking at anything else in your life that was turning 10? Your kids? Heck, your little brother? Your dog? My niece and nephew are 10 too, and I don't look at them nearly as much as the phone where I just wrote this. Do you have 10 years worth of opinions on the Apple iPhone? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.